told me that we're gonna start the new life together.
He said all the right things.
Somebody that you met 3 days before on the internet.
I was looking for a guy that who interested in Thai girl.
But his actions.
You're not from Thailand.
No.
That's not funny.
Speak louder than words.
That's really not funny. Not smiling so much anymore, right?
No.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Churinon Pounds is suing her ex-boyfriend, Robert Bobby Falslev, for his portion of the cost to secure their shared apartment and stolen money.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, case number 538 on the calendar, the matter of Pounds versus Falslev.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Pounds, is your claim that the defendant with whom you had a, according to you, tumultuous 3-week relationship owes you a lot of money, from money that he scammed and money that he stole from you?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you living when you first met him on the internet?
I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How long had you been there?
About 3.5 years.
Prior to that, where were you?
In Thailand. I'm from Thailand.
Were you working in Milwaukee?
Yes, I did.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was a food technologist for a food company.
For how long had you had that job?
About 3 years.
So you got that job as soon as you arrived here from Thailand?
Yes, actually about 2 months after I arrived in the U.S.
On what site on the internet did you meet him?
Bangkok Craigslist.
Bangkok Craigslist?
It's a Craigslist, but in the Bangkok part, Bangkok section.
And you looked in that section because that's where you're from?
Yes. It was because I was looking for a guy that who interested in Thai girl, because I'm Thai.
You're not from Thailand.
No.
That's not funny.
Okay. No, I'm not from Thailand.
That's really not funny.
Okay.
I didn't like you before. What were you doing on a Thai website?
I did a web blast. It's called a web blast, and I sent out an ad to all different sites.
For what?
I was just looking. I just went through a separation. It was over from my ex-wife. I was looking, and where I was living, there was not much prospect.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes. Your Honor, I met the defendant on Craigslist, and we talked over on the phone for a couple of days. I decided to flew to meet him in Arkansas. He told me he got a new job over there, and he would like to meet me. And
this is after communicating with him for how long?
2 years on the phone.
2 years?
Two days. I'm sorry.
2 days.
2 days. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 33.
You do understand that 2 days is not enough time to make a decision to fly to meet somebody.
A mistake.
Yeah, you realize that it's not wise. In this case, it turned out to be not wise, period. But you understand. I mean, and that's for everybody who happens to be watching this.
Do you know he convinced me he talked
over? No. Can't convince a 33-year-old woman. 33-year-old woman doesn't pick up a good job that she's had for 3 years and travel halfway across the country after 2 days.
He said that he could set me a job right away because he's no people in HR department.
Ms. Pounds, ultimately we are all responsible for our own actions. You're going to meet people who tell you things all the time that aren't true. You have to be able to separate that and use your common sense. Is this your friend?
Yes, my friend.
Yeah, he understands what I'm saying. You don't listen to some con artist that you meet on the internet and make a life change. It's just not the smart thing to do. In any event, after 2 days, you decided to go out and meet him.
Yes, I decided to fly to meet him in person. At that time, I wasn't make any decision yet. And I stayed with him for 3 days.
You stayed with him at his house?
No, actually the new apartment. We was looking for a new apartment.
Who was looking for a new apartment? Put your hand down. Ugh. Listen, who was looking for a new apartment?
He told me that we're gonna start the new life together, and he had job.
After how many days?
2 days we talked on the phone, and 3 days that I was with him in Arkansas.
I'm asking you where you stayed with him in Arkansas. What
Russellville.
Location?
we stay with his ex-wife.
Just a second.
No, I'm sorry, with his ex-wife's family.
Just a second. So the first time you went out to Arkansas, how many times did you go to Arkansas?
That was my first time.
So the first time you went out there, did he pick you up from the airport?
Yes, he did.
And when he picked you up at the airport, where did he take you?
To the apartment that belonged to his ex-wife, uncle, and aunt.
Were they living there?
They were living there. He has his own room.
So he was living in an apartment or a house with his ex-wife's aunt and uncle. He had a room.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Their names?
Pedro and...
Stop thinking.
Pedro and Eddie.
What?
Their last names?
Last name. Address. You were living there.
Yes, I was living there.
Address, you see?
I mean,
eventually you're going to stop smiling, sir.
It's
address.
12th Street in Russellville, Arkansas.
What do the Floreses do?
Pedro is retired, and his wife is retired as well.
How long were you living with them?
Only for a month.
Where were you living before that?
In New Orleans.
With whom?
By myself.
How long were you living in New Orleans by yourself?
For a month.
So you were living in New Orleans for a month and you were living with the Floreses for a month?
Correct.
Where were you living prior to living in New Orleans?
I own a house in Encino.
With whom?
My ex-wife.
How long did you live there?
7 years.
So what you're telling me, sir, is you left California and went to New Orleans?
Correct.
From New Orleans, you went to Arkansas?
Correct.
What did you go to Arkansas for?
I went to Arkansas because I needed to work. And I have connections at a company that I was working for in Arkansas, and I worked for them for 30 days, and then I got the job offered in Houston, Texas to go down there.
Now, I assume that you called the Floreses when you needed a place to stay in Arkansas.
Correct.
And in what month did you call the Floreses?
In November.
November of 09?
2009, correct.
And in what month did you find Miss Pounds?
January.
January what?
I'm guessing first week of January.
When did you move to Arkansas?
I landed a job at ConAgra in Russellville. It was December 12th.
And you called the Floreses, who you know through your wife?
Through my ex-wife, correct.
And asked if you could stay there with them?
Correct.
What's their phone number?
I have no idea. It's...
Get it. Get it. See how helpful I am? Got your phone right with you.
Can I bring it to you, or?
No, you can read it to me. I don't have to get that close.
All right. Day two.
Now, was your ex-wife at the time that you invited her to come to Arkansas?
Yes.
She was your ex-wife.
And she still is my ex-wife.
And you don't live together?
Now we do, yes.
Yes. That's what I read in your papers. That's why I'm a little surprised. So you have reconciled with your ex-wife?
Correct.
Now, in January, you were sharing a room with Miss Pounds in the home of your ex-wife's aunt and uncle?
Correct.
Just for giggles, how did they respond to that?
They wanted me to be happy, and they wanted me to move on. We went through a lot, my ex-wife and I, and...
So the Floreses were happy that you found somebody after two
Correct.
Days? Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You see, you talk. Always have to say just the right thing.
Okay.
Do you understand? Not smiling so much anymore, right?
No.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Chiranan Pound says ex-boyfriend Bobby Falslev owes for a loan to secure their shared apartment and for stealing money from her.
All right. Ms. Pounds, now you're at Aunt and Uncle Flores's house.
Actually, about three days.
You were there for 3 days?
3 days.
And what happened after 3 days?
So we found an apartment, and we signed a one-year lease together for an apartment in Arkansas.
Can I see a copy of the lease?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Why'd you sign a lease for with her?
At the time, I was wanting to have a life with maybe Chiranan, and I was wanting to. But due to a lot of circumstances that was happening, I mean, she's kind of crazy. I mean,
that wasn't true. He convinced me.
I didn't make her come.
You have to be, madam, a little bit nuts to leave your home and a job that you've had for 3 years, after a week, move halfway across the country, and give up your job, give up your home, sign a new lease in a place where you don't know a soul for somebody that you met 3 days before on the internet. It doesn't make sense, madam. I'm telling you, and you can stand there and argue with me, I'm telling you, it doesn't work here, and it doesn't work in Thailand. It doesn't work anywhere.
Actually, at that time, for 3 days early, I didn't quit my job yet, because I told my boss that I'm flying about emergency days. So I called him about emergency.
I don't care. You don't go a week later and sign a lease someplace with somebody that you just met. It doesn't make sense. You don't realize that it doesn't make sense?
Actually,
have you ever done anything so ridiculous before?
No, I never. I made my mistakes.
Okay, I'm just asking if you've ever done anything so ridiculous before.
No, I believe I never did that before.
Did you ever meet anybody on the internet before?
I did, but I never done anything like this too, because nobody convinced me or lied to me like this.
Well, he manipulated. Whatever, you signed the rental agreement. I don't know what you want. You say that he scammed you out of money. How much money did you pay the landlord?
The first time is $650.
Yeah,
and the second month for the rent is $395.
And then?
And besides that, it's all about the various household product. It's about the furniture.
I don't care about the household products, madam.
Okay, it's about the furniture.
Miss Pounds, I don't care about the household products. I don't care what you bought. Did you buy stuff there?
Yes,
I did. Did you take it home with you?
Some part, not all.
Well, you should have taken it all, because it all belongs to you. Women are supposed to be smart. You've been here a long enough time, and you're 33 years old, and you're not supposed to believe a scam artist. Now, I want to know, what I really want to know about is, you say that he stole money from your bank account.
Yes, he did.
Prove it to me. Did you take money out of her bank account?
No, I did not. Every penny that she spent, she handed me.
No, I'm asking you, not the products that she bought. I'm not talking about the money she spent on the apartment. That's her own stupidity. I'm talking about cash money. Did she give you cash money?
Yes, she did give me cash money.
Okay. How much cash money did she give you?
$2,080.
For what?
She says, if we're going to start a life together, she wanted me to have my record clean.
What record?
Speeding tickets. I had some speeding tickets that needed.
How would she know about your speeding tickets?
Because I didn't lie to her. I said I have
just
this.
Just a second. How did that come up in conversation over 3 days? I have some speeding tickets in my
life? I went to try to get her car registered in her name, so she in Arkansas, and I was doing my car as well in Arkansas.
Your aunt.
How many days was she there before you were trying to get your various
two
cars?
Weeks.
She was there 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And I had to come to you, California.
How long had you lived in this new apartment? Don't look at her.
3 weeks total. I don't.
Before you went to register her car, because her car wasn't there, was it? Or had she had it brought down?
Yeah, we went and picked up her car.
How did you get there to pick up her car?
I drove her.
You drove her in your car during that two-week time from Arkansas to Wisconsin to pick up her car and back.
Correct. And
right?
We picked up her other household stuff as well.
What kind of car did you have?
I have a Ford Explorer.
Currently registered?
In my name.
Mm-hmm. And you had speeding tickets on it?
Correct.
So now you had both cars there, and you went to register both cars in Arkansas.
Correct.
Did she go with you?
She went with me the second time.
Did she go with you the first time?
No.
How were you trying to register her car?
Not her car. I wasn't registering her car, but I was getting the information, but I needed to register my car because she didn't have insurance. She didn't have insurance on her car.
Let's have a look. Okay. You see, you talk. Always have to say just the right thing.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Not smiling so much anymore, right?
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
And then you decided you didn't want to spend your life with her.
Correct.
Right? So you left. So you breached the contract. So you have to pay your own tickets. Moron.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sharon Pounds claims ex-boyfriend Bobby Fauslev scammed her on a loan to secure an apartment and stole money from her.
So you weren't going to register her car, you were going to register your own car.
Correct.
And you couldn't register your own car because they told you what at motor vehicles?
Well, on my vehicle, I have...
Yours, only you weren't registering hers. Maybe you were going to bring her a form. You weren't registering hers. You were registering yours.
Correct.
And they told you...
That I need to pay off some tickets.
So then you got back in your car, your Ford Explorer that you couldn't register, with expired tags?
No.
When were they expiring?
June of this year.
And you went home. And what did you say when you got back to the apartment?
I told her I can't.
No, what did you say?
I said I can't register my car because...
Oh, can't register my car. Yes, because...
I have speeding tickets.
And she said...
How much?
Right.
And I told her $2,080.
On what date did she give you the $2,080?
The next day.
What date would that be? Because now, most of the time that you spent together had elapsed because sometimes she came down there, you had to find this apartment. You found this apartment and signed a lease on January 7th, and you had just spent 3 days with the Floreses.
Actually.
And then you had to go to Wisconsin. So that took a few days because you had to go to Wisconsin, you had to pack up her stuff, you had to drive back from Wisconsin to Arkansas, had to organize, and then you were going to get your stuff done at motor vehicles.
The reason why I wanted to get her car registered and licensed was she was driving without insurance.
He just said
listen
that.
To me, you went to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
Was she working?
No, I was...
So you went to take care of yourself first.
Correct.
According to you, she was home. You wanted to take her to get a car.
Well, she got pulled over and she didn't have insurance. And I didn't know she didn't have insurance.
Listen to me. If you wanted to take care of both cars, you would have taken her with you. You went to take care of your car.
Okay.
You had to fill out all the forms just to take care of your car.
Correct.
On what day did you pay off your tickets?
It took 2 days.
Give me a date.
Well, I can only put so much on the credit card at one time, so I paid off one set of tickets from Washington and Utah, and then the next day I put the rest of the money on there and paid off the rest of the tickets. I can only put $900 at a time on my credit card.
On what date did you take the money from her?
17th, I think. I don't know.
Of January?
Yeah.
And on what date did you decide that this relationship was not working? What date did you leave?
January 29th, after she told me that she...
So about 10 days later.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Who got the speeding tickets?
I did.
Speeding tickets are a form of punishment.
Correct.
The fines are. The fact that you can't register your car, you won't be able to get a driver's license if you have speeding tickets, is the way the government punishes you for doing the wrong thing.
Correct.
Right? Did she get the speeding tickets?
No, she did not.
You did?
Correct.
Who's supposed to pay him?
I am.
Right.
I mean, I didn't say give me the money or... take the money. She said, well, here, we need to pay these off.
He asked.
You know, she offered to pay for them. She goes, if we're going to start a life together, we got to have everything clean.
But you didn't start a life together.
No,
you didn't start a life together. So that was your contract. If we're going to start a life together, you have to have everything clean.
Correct.
That's your contract. And then you decided you didn't want to spend your life with her.
Correct.
Right? So you left. So you breached the contract. So you have to pay your own tickets. Moron.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Listen, Ms. Pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
Stupidity you don't get paid for. You don't get paid for your rent. You don't get paid for the security. You don't get paid for what you bought. It's a good lesson. But he's going to pay his own speeding tickets because that's what he has to do.
He promised me that he would.
He promised you a lot of things. Men promise things. They don't keep their promises. The one thing that they do is pay their own fines. They pay their own fines, especially when there's a contract. And in your situation here, you accepted the money from her in consideration of you starting a life together with her, which you decided you didn't want to do because you wanted to go back to your old wife and your old life, which is, I assume, what you did. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,100. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I was flattered at the time that she was wanting to be with me.
He said that he would marry me, he loved me.
Thinking about it, I realized it wasn't what I wanted.
He would like to spend his whole life with me.
I bailed.
But he's just gone. He stayed with me for 3 weeks and he's left me.
No, it's not fair, but I mean,
I'm pretty upset about him. And
I mean, I didn't put a gun to her and tell her you gotta do this or this.
He's a criminal, you know?
No, I mean, everything she did was on free will.
Once that he took my money and he just left.
Life's life, I guess. I mean, what can I do?
I learned my lesson.